Hi, this is William Simmons, and today is Friday, September the 24th of 2021, and you are listening to Medicare Stress Relief, my podcast based on my book, Medicare and the Stress of Turning 65, that I'm in the process of rewriting, as I have said several times before. But today, you know, we've gotten into the actions that I recommend people take, and I think that's what's different about my book. That's what's different about, you know, my approach to this book, is that to really help people, you know, take charge of this transition to Medicare, or kind of take charge of, you know, turning 65 and knowing specific actions to take that really put, you know, that individual in the driver's seat, where it's not just a bombardment with, you know, people trying to sell you Medicare, with materials, with phone calls, and people being unsure about what to do. So this book really focuses on helping people kind of establish a plan of action and taking specific steps to, you know, take charge and be more confident in the decisions that people are making. Now, today we're continuing, you know, the information that's in action item number 4, which is to learn about Medicare. Because really, if you don't understand some of the basics about, you know, when to sign up, where to sign up, if you don't understand the basics of original Medicare, you're never going to make a confident decision. You know, most likely you're just going to kind of flip a coin and hope that, you know, things work out for you. But that's not where you want to be when it comes to making Medicare decisions. You want to have a, you know, foundational knowledge of the different aspects of Medicare. And today we're going to start talking about the last few episodes. We talked about, you know, when to sign up for Medicare, where to sign up. Today we're going to get into, when I say enroll in Medicare, what am I actually talking about? And what I'm talking about specifically or initially is original Medicare. And original Medicare is made up of two components, parts A and part B. And really, your enrollment in original Medicare, or an individual's enrollment in original Medicare, is the foundation for everything else. I mean, because if you're not enrolled in both parts A and B, there are a lot of things you can't do. You can't enroll in a Medicare supplement. You can't enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. So this is extremely important, is knowing that you are enrolled in original Medicare, what that covers, and what opportunities it provides for you. As far as the additional insurance products, you know, if you're enrolled in original Medicare and a supplement, you also need to look at a drug plan, which is Part D, and we'll get into that later. If you're enrolled in original Medicare, that allows you to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. And Advantage plans include Part D in many cases. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And so you really need to have this foundational understanding of original Medicare and what the coverage are, what the basic coverages are. And so that's what we're going to get into. We're not going to, tomorrow or the next episode, which should be Monday, the 27th, we're going to start digging into parts A and B. And I'll break it down into part A, what the coverage is, what the premium cost may be, what the copays, deductibles, etc. are for Part A. Then we'll look at Part B. So I hope that you'll stay tuned, but you have to remember that, you know, being enrolled in original Medicare, this original Medicare Parts A and Part B, that is the foundation for all other decisions that you can make. And so we're going to take a couple of days to address Part A and Part B next week. But this is William Simmons with Medicare Stress Relief for September the 24th of 2021. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a great weekend.